From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Walid Al-Mualalam, Syria's foreign minister, says his country is ready to participate in peace talks with opposition representatives in Geneva.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference.
Al-Mualim met his Chinese counterpart in Beijing Thursday to reach a consensus on how to pursue a political settlement towards peace. The talks could begin as early as January. In a related story, an airstrike near Damascus on Friday killed top rebel commander Zahran Alouch, who led one of the most powerful groups fighting against President Bashar Assad's government. This is widely seen as a significant setback to the anti-Assad rebels, particularly right before negotiations are set to begin. Unconfirmed initial reports suggest the airstrike was carried out by Russian planes. At least 100 people were killed and many others injured after an explosion at an industrial gas plant in southern Nigeria ignited an inferno in the town of Nui when a gas truck exploded. The fire raged for hours, consuming nearby buildings and engulfing the town in black clouds of billowing smoke. Loyalists of the Islamic State militant group in Afghanistan released a new video Friday showing a massive suicide car bombing on an Afghan security outpost and several other violent acts, including many carried out in neighboring Pakistan. Islamic State, which controls large areas of Iraq and Syria, released a map in January, identifying part of the border area as its province.